Well, Joanne Sanders, Democratic leader on the council, your reaction to the mayor's proposal to take care of the CIB shortfall?
Well, as I told him, I guess there's nothing new under the sun.
In terms of?
Well, it's basically Luke Kenley's plan without the meal.
Without the food and beverage tax.
Food and beverage tax, yeah.
So what's your reaction then?
Well, I'm still trying to work on another plan. Personally, I think that we should get to a little closer to what I consider cost-center budgeting. So I think that the revenue that's generated by the tourism, convention, and trade show industry needs to be considered. Marion County, within the Mile Square alone, much of the funding that goes into state coffers in terms of sales tax comes right out of the Mile Square. So if the CIB is responsible for the industry that actually provides that revenue, then their expenses should relate to that revenue.
So in other words, it seems that your preference would be expanding the public, the sports district, to capture that revenue.
More to the point, my plan would be looking at the total amount of sales tax generated by tourism, taking what's required for the CIB budget off the top, and giving the rest to the state.
What have you heard from members of your caucus regarding the tax increases or user fees?
Well, they're very concerned about it. We all wore the target back in 2007, so we're not interested in wearing that target again.
But basically been burned once, so not a second time.
Man is the only animal that can be burned twice by fire, so we'll see what happens.
Are you hoping that you folks have something worked out here?
I beg your pardon?
How soon do you hope to have some plan or something worked out or done?
Well, at the rate that the state legislature operates, my guess is it'll be the 29th of April when there is a plan.
What about a casino? I mean, people said they're not crazy about it, but no one has said, no, it is off the table, period.
Well, I noticed that it was missing in the mayor's plan, so I don't know what that message is. Personally, I am not adverse to a casino. If you don't support casinos, then you don't go. It's a choice that you make. I do know that there are a lot of major cities that have them, and the tourism industry in those cities seems to appreciate that that's available.
All right, Joanne, thank you very much.
You're welcome.